You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, 451.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So good to have you here. You know, one of the things that I picked up, where did I pick this up along the way? Oh, I'll tell you, but you're going to have to wait. I want to talk about accentuating the negative. Accentuating the negative, which sounds really strange coming from someone who's like known for positive thinking. And so you might be saying like, what? What do you mean accentuate the negative, Dana? I don't get it. Well, I'm talking about mainly when we're talking about stepping into your celebrity or being an influencer or standing out or being noticed and being you, being authentically you. So here's a little story that will help explain how this came about. So what happened was I was redoing my website and I ended up working on a bunch of different sections, and I have a group I like to call my advisory board. They're like other entrepreneurs who are stepping into their celebrity, doing their thing, and that they know my business really, really well. It's my mastermind group. And so I was going through these different sections, and I got to this section where they were talking about, like, who's following you now? And I was saying something like, you know, well, I think most of the people who are following me now probably have college education and they're not using it. They're probably starting their own business in a different field and on. I was going these things. I was laughing. I said, it's kind of funny because, of course, I only have a high school education. Well, one of the members of the mastermind said, what? Like, why don't I know that about you? And I said, well, I don't know. I don't know why you don't know it about me. I guess I don't really haven't mentioned or haven't talked about it much. And I realized in that moment, like, I wasn't intentionally doing it, but it was almost like I was kind of hiding it. And I thought, what's going on? And it occurred to me that most people who are in this particular arena of happiness or positive thinking for entrepreneurs, I mean, they've either gone to like Harvard and they're not even just gone to Harvard. They're like researchers at Harvard. Or, you know, they're graduates of Wharton Business School or something like this. Like, there's really very few people in this arena who are walking around without a college degree talking about brain stuff. And I thought, well, wow, why am I not saying that? And I could feel this thing of like, oh my gosh, I mean, people are going to judge or this or that. So I knew like I had to be off in my thinking. Because one thing I can tell you for sure, if something feels bad, it's wrong. It's not right. It's a lie. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to start leading with this. Because really, this is the one thing, you know, I mean, hopefully there are other things, but this is one strong thing that sets me apart from what everybody else is out there. I'm like positive thinking for the normal person, you know, for the average everyday person. I'm like build your business the feel-good way for somebody who you don't have to go to Harvard to understand it. Why am I not leading with that? Why am I not talking about that all day, every day? That if I can get this, if I can understand this and do this, you can too. Somebody in the Steve Prusak, the juice guru, actually, I'll tell you, he said, yes, accentuate the negative. That's what you should do, is accentuate the negative. And I laughed because I thought that's exactly it. all of the things that we think are the things that hold us back. All of the things that we think are the things how we don't measure up to the other people in our particular industries. Those are actually the things that make us different. I was working with a woman not so long ago, and she was having the issue. She said she cried easily or cried all the time. She still does. Like, every time I see her, there's usually a moment where we're talking where she cries easily. And she was thinking she had to eradicate this from her personality. Like, it was embarrassing for her. She was always told she was too emotional. And I said, but what if that's the thing? Especially in her particular industry, she was dealing with people's personal memories and personal life, you know, as many of you are as coaches and teachers out there. And I said, what if that's the very thing that makes you different from everybody else? What if that's the very thing that makes you endearing? And I think that every time when I see her and there's that moment when she cries, what I think is, well, do you know how endearing you are right now? Like, do you know how likable you are right now? It's, you're so easy to access and it's so easy to connect with you right in this moment. You're so likable because you're being your full authentic self. So whatever it is that you have, maybe you think you're soft-spoken and so people aren't going to listen to you because you're not like, wah, wah, enthusiastic and out there. Well, maybe that's the thing that draws in your client. You're going to draw in the people who are going to love you and love your style. So don't change that. Don't try to become something you're not. Instead, we've been affectionately saying, accentuate the negative. Like, accentuate the thing that you think is negative about you. Make that a bigger, better thing for you. Make that your thing. If you're an introvert, talk about it. You don't have to become an extrovert to be successful. Talk about being an introvert. Find the ways that work for you. Be willing to accentuate the things about you that you think are not measuring up, because those are the things that make you different. Those are the things that make you stand out. Those are the things that make you uniquely you. And that's how you get noticed. That's how you stand up, when you accentuate and you lead with the thing that's negative. Because what if it's not negative at all? What if your greatest weakness, whatever you think your greatest weakness is actually your greatest strength? If you'd have asked me a year ago if just having a high school education was a weakness or a strength, I would have said a weakness. But of course it's my greatest strength. My greatest strength right now is that I can explain things in a way that are easy to understand, and that comes from my background. So this is about embracing what's uniquely you, whether you think it's positive or negative, okay? So we're going to take a quick break here because we are live on Facebook. If you want to know when I'm live, head on over to danaupdate.com and you can get on the bot list and find out when I'm live. It's fun to have the studio audience here and have a chat. I can't wait to jump in and see what everybody has to say. Sit tight, and I will be back in 90 seconds.
You know how Dana is always saying that feeling good is the most important thing you can do to build your business? Well, one way to feel good is to get a daily mantra sent to your email every day. You'll get new ideas for your own personal mantras, and these daily mantras will start your day with a positive jolt. To get your daily mantra, go to danawild.com/mantra or text 44222 with the word mantras. That's mantras with an S on the end. That's text number 44222 with the word mantras. That's MANTRAS. Or just go online to danawild.com/mantra to get your daily mantra today. Start your day feeling good so you can take positive, intentional action. Your business.
Hello and welcome back. Dana Wild here. So I just actually threw out a challenge to our Facebook audience to check with themselves, do a little check-in and ask themselves right up to date now, which of those personality traits about themselves have they already started to embrace? What kinds of things that the culture would think are quote-unquote negative? Like, think about all these things that we're just told, like, man, you should change this. You should change this. Procrastinator. Being messy. Right? Being disorganized. Being a talker. Being a crier. Being an introvert. Being shy. All of these things that we're told that you have to fix or you have to change. What if, and this is radical, I'm just going to give you a totally radical idea right now. What if you didn't have to change one thing in order to be wildly successful? What if you could be wildly successful just by being you, 100% you? Doesn't that feel almost like a relief? Like to not have to fix anything anymore? You know, I'm like 55 years old now. And do you know how much of my life I've spent actually trying to fix things and fix myself and work on myself and improve myself and all that? What if we made a shift and the shift was, let's just love ourselves. Let's just love on ourselves exactly as we are. And just breathe that sigh of relief that comes with, you know what? I'm okay just as I am. I can be successful just as I am. I have everything I need to be successful. I'm likable. I'm going to find my audience. I'm already finding my audience. I'm out in the world being me every day, feeling more and more comfortable, allowing my tribe to find me, my people, gathering my sandbox of people who we like to hang out. We like to think alike. I'm liked and respected. I'm just fine like I am. I'm just fine like I am, right? What if you could really get into that space of, I'm okay, I'm enough. I'm just fine like I am, and I love myself. I think that's some good, we like to call it home play as opposed to homework. I think that's some good home play for today. What if we could just spend one day, this 24 hours, let's all make a pact, and we'll spend this 24 hours just saying, like, I love myself. I love myself just like I am. All right, if you enjoyed this and you want to know how to build your business the feel-good way, head on over to danaclass.com, and we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and, like, you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?